The ways that once were, we can't go back. We can only move forward. We're weaving the tapestries and creating a new path in our lives here on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah, with all of you. And we are going to go back to our phone lines to answer questions. But first, we have to hear from Stacy Holler. Stacy is going to give us some insight as to what the planets have going on for us and how it impacts each of our astrological signs. And we've got a full moon coming up. It's been an electronically charged time. And I really want to hear from Stacy how we get to move forward in this time when we get to move from February to March. And let's hear what she has to say for our February of 2023. Stacy, how are you tonight? Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Sarah. I'm so happy to join you tonight. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good to have you here. And, well, happy second month of 2023, Stacy. And I know that we definitely had some interesting twists and turns as we left 2022 into 2023. And I think we finally said goodbye to a lot of retrogrades. So what do we have to look forward to this year in the month of February?
I'm going to emphasize the word finally. All the planets are moving in a direct motion, which is time for us to all move forward. I'll qualify that a little bit. The Mercury retrograde shadow officially will end on the 7th, but it really is encouraging us to move ahead, like you say. And we want to take a look at the full moon energy this month and the new moon energy. And, well, we can't forget it's the month of love with Valentine's Day, right?
It is. It's the month of the Aquarius, and it is the month to really kind of tap and tune into our heart. And so what heartfelt messages do the planets have for us, Stacy?
Well, the full moon, which is next Sunday, this Sunday, February 5th, it's really going to be a time for everybody to kind of lay low. It is in Leo, and what's interesting is that the moon has in a T-square with the sun in Uranus. So we know Uranus brings us unexpected things out of the blue to shake us up, to get us on the right path, some revelations. So we'll get into everybody's sign, but in general, we should all try to avoid drama that day. And then we have the new moon in Pisces on the 19th, which will bring in our dreaminess and our compassion and all that wonderful Pisces energy. Wow. The same day Venus moves into Aries. So there we are with the month of love. And Venus is not only about love, it's about money too. So let's look at everybody's sun sign. And if you know your rising sign, pay attention. And we'll see what all those energies mean for everybody this month.
All right, let's go.
Let's go. All right, we'll start with Pisces. Now, Pisces, you folks, it's your birthday starting on the 18th, so happy birthday. Now, the full moon for you is in your sixth house. That's the house of health. So look at your own wellness. Make the changes you need for your own health. The new moon is in your sign, Pisces, so it's a great time for new friends and new experiences. And for you, money looks really good this month, and you might even meet somebody significant for you. Now, Aries, the full moon for you is in the fifth house. That's romance, creativity. Maybe a creative project will finally come to fruition. And your new moon for you, it's all about self-care. What are your needs? Look inside and make sure you're aligning with that. But Venus is in your sign, Aries, on the 19th. That is great, great, great time for romance for you folks. Now, Taurus, your full moon is in the fourth house. That's home and family. So around that full moon, feel comfy in your home. Get the people who feel close to you around you. And for the new moon, you want to make sure you're spending time with those people, those intimate people. Make time for them as well. Now, it's also a great time for new romance for you, but think about what you want in a new relationship. Gemini's full moon. Sarah, the third house, communications. So it's a really great time to communicate. But also, Geminis, watch out for that drama around the full moon. And the new moon is in your 10th house. That's about your career plans. That's about how you show up in the world. Where do you want to be? New moons, as we know, is the time for intentions, everybody. That's when you want to focus in that area of what you want to see for yourselves. So for Geminis, for you in love, Maybe it's a renewed passion. Maybe you have a new love, but have the confidence to make the changes in your relationships you need. Cancer, full moon, house of money and values. Time to finish up a project, and it's time to get money for your work. And your new moon is centered around learning, new experiences. What inspires you on the new moon that you want to learn? It's a great time for money for you. Make sure you're getting the money you're worth. Now, Leo, the full moon is in your sign. So just chill, Leos, on the full moon. Take time to relax. Do what makes you feel comfortable. On the new moon, it's in your house of intimacy and investments. Maybe you want to take a look at your investments and planning something better and fruitful for yourself. It's a good love month for you, Leo, with lots of abundance. So make sure you're getting what you're worth in the world. Virgos, the full moon, time of rest and reflection for you. But the new moon is highlighting your love life. So figure out what you want and how to get it on that new moon. Go for it. This is the month for you to put those intentions forward. The energy is supporting you getting what you want. Libra, the full moon, friends, associations, spend time with those people that you enjoy being with. And the new moon is in your house of service, Libras. Think about how you could serve. It's a time of giving. It's a time of expressing your emotions to family and friends. And it's a good time for your close partnerships. And Scorpio, the full moon is in your 10th house of career, status 2. Finally, the career news you're waiting for. You should hear something good around that time. And in the new moon, you might get a fresh love start or a new project. But for you this month, the focus is on your self-care and nurturing yourself. And Sag, the full moon, 9th house. How do you view the world? Think about that on the full moon. How can you make the world better and relax? And your new moon is in your house of home. Maybe you want to think about a renovation. What does your future home life look like? It's a good energy this month for romance for you too and creative projects. And Capricorn, full moon in your 8th house. Think about the people close to you, who the people who support you. And the new moon is in your 3rd house. Compassion and communications. Talk to friends. Debate with them. Focus on your personal relationships this month and make time for them. Aquarius, happy birthday. The full moon is in your house of partnerships. If you need something that needs to be addressed that you've been putting off, Aquarians, the full moon is the time that you can really clear that up and time to address it. And the new moon is in your house of money and value. So make sure you're doing with the things that nurture you. Your energies are on communicating with partners and friends, and it could be really good for you this month. So when you know how to navigate everybody and where it's going to hit you, in general, go with the flow this month. And Sarah, you were sending a message before and always that when it gets confusing, give it to God and go with the cosmos is always the best way, right?
Absolutely. Always the best way. And, you know, our destiny is kind of mapped out in the stars and it kind of nudges us on the path. We have the choice as to how we choose to interpret it and how we navigate it. But the stars and the planets are right there backing us up and making sure we don't get ourselves stuck in a corner somewhere. So it's time for all of us to take a good look and see what changes we want to make. The year is young and we've all been through a lot. And we've heard a lot of stories here on air just tonight of how people are struggling financially. We've had a lot of loss. People are having health issues. So it's really time to go back inside of ourselves and really use the energy of this full moon and the new moon to make some movement forward and let go of things that no longer serve us. Stacey, tell our listeners, how can they get in touch with you and what are the sessions that you offer?
Anybody could look up what my offerings are on destinyinthestars.com. It's always good to start off with a natal chart, understand your journey. What is that blueprint of your life? And it's always good to start, if you haven't had an astrology session, to understand why you're here, why what works for you, and why you keep getting nudged in certain directions. And then every year on your birthday, it's a whole new solar return year. So it's good to see what are the themes of that year. What are the challenges coming up this year and how to navigate it? We also could take a look at compatibilities. And I also do a lot of readings for babies and infants and working with their parents to nurture the talents in this life. So there are a lot of ways we could use astrology, Sarah, to navigate the energies that are constantly changing and affecting us all differently.
Well, we look forward to hearing what next month is going to bring each of us and the collective consciousness as well. And Stacey, as always, it's an honor and privilege to have you join us. I would recommend to anyone who's interested in understanding how the planets impact them and what their chart looks like to visit Stacey at destinyinthestars.com and book a session with her. We've done a lot of work with Stacey over the past, I believe it's almost 2 years you've been on the radio with us, which kind of blows my mind, but here we are, time is flying. So we thank you, Stacey, for being a part of Spiritually Speaking with Sarah and offering your insight and planetary wisdom with our listeners.
Thank you so much, Sarah. Thank you. And thank you for all you do.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye for now. Bye.
Bye.